You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, AJ Andrews of JamesFromTheCouch.com, and this episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the app on the iOS store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk about sports. That sound you hear is Kitty co-host. I have brought her in because I'm changing the way I'm talking about the Blue Jays. And I figure we need a little bit of tone setting because as some of you who have seen the photos of Kitty co-host know, she is not a happy kitty. She is a very grumpy kitty. And she shows that very often. And usually makes appearances when it's time to be grumpy. Y'all remember the last time we talked? It was the Tuesday episode. I took Wednesday off. Just need a little day. So I had a little day. And just basically, Kite co-host has done her job. But you remember that after that, I recorded that after the 60 win in Texas. And, you know, everyone is feeling good. I was still trying to poke holes in things because I still didn't like how the Blue Jays were looking against a team that is supposedly very bad. And lo and behold, since I recorded that episode, the Blue Jays have not won a game. They have gone winless in three, two of those against Texas, and then one earlier tonight against the Angels. And I'm not feeling those warm fuzzies anymore. Feeling a bit of a way. So we're going to be talking about that the next couple of episodes, because there's a lot to discuss and be grumpy about. And I'm going to have to get all of it out. So I hope y'all are ready. Now, I'm going to admit, I'm going to be a little bit unfair in this episode. Because in the Tuesday episode, I basically said I need to see more from the offense. And I will yell at the offense because there are things to yell about. Things that annoy the ever-loving crap out of me. But this is a day when I have to just be mad at the pitching. And I'm gonna get that out. I'm gonna get out the pitching. Hitting's gonna be the next episode. Because I feel that's still going to make me angry tomorrow. But the pitching. And I'm going to single out three guys who I am not thrilled about with how they've performed so far this season. And let's start with the one who I think we all knew was going to be drawing my ire on repeated occasions this season. Because he liked to talk a big game. He's a big diesel. He's got to go out there and deliver and be able to throw as many pitches as he wants. Yeah. We're learning very quickly that allowing Tanner Roark to throw an unlimited amount of pitches at all is a bad thing if the Blue Jays actually want to win a game. I said when I was live tweeting on Tuesday, Tanner Roark had a hat trick. You don't want to have a hat trick in baseball if you're a pitcher. Because odds are, it's bad. You don't call a hat trick for anything else. You don't say he had a hat trick of strikeouts in that inning. No, that's striking out the side. No. Tanner Roark had a hat trick of home runs. Two of them to Nate Lowe, making me look very, very smart in my Locked On Fantasy Baseball League, because I did grab Nate Lowe, because I thought the move from Tampa Bay to Texas would be very beneficial for him, and I'm being proven very right. Did not want it to be proven against the Blue Jays, but here we are. Tanner Roark lasted 3 innings, gave up 6 hits, only struck out 2. So, Tanner Roark is less a big diesel engine pulling the chains for the Blue Jays, and more that old jalopy tractor that, you know, your dad buys because he thinks, oh, it'll be a lot easier than having to lug a snowblower around, and, you know, it then ends up costing way more than that because no one actually makes parts that fix that tractor, so you have to special order them, and it's like, why didn't you just buy a snowblower, Dad? You know it's going to work, and you don't have anything else to use the tractor on anyway. Yeah, that's about how I feel about Tanner Roark, and the solution I have to that problem is the same as I have for that old jalopy tractor. Junk it. Junk this man. I don't care what he says. I don't care what he tries. It does not work. He does not have what he needs to succeed as a major league starting pitcher. And the Blue Jays know this. Charlie Montoyo is not committing to Tanner Roark at any point past when we might be seeing Robbie Ray return to action. And, you know, for a rotation that is featuring a guy who was ticketed for the bullpen and a guy who was ticketed for the alternate site, that's not very good. And again, it's a freaking pattern with Roark. So you can't even say, well, it was just a bad start. It's been a bad year, Tanner. It's been a bad freaking contract. The 680 ERA that was put up last year was not an anomaly. It was a harbinger of things to come. Because I am not seeing anything out of Tanner Roark to convince me that, you know, bright sunny days are around the corner. Because in order to have that kind of positivity, there need to be signs. There need to be signs that, you know, maybe things are changing. And maybe, you know, pitching out of the stretch is working for him. And it will result in happy things. But that's just not how it looks for him. And like, this isn't anything new. Like, his fastball velocity last year was down. His sinker velocity was down. His changeup velocity was way down. Went from averaging 92 on his fastball to about 90. And then averaging 84 on his changeup to 81. And that 81 is being generous. His curveball dropped from 76 to 73. He does not have the velocity needed to pitch the way he used to pitch. And I think the Blue Jays are realizing that. And the Blue Jays are an organization where they can afford to cut the cord. They don't have to trot Tanner Roark. They can't afford to trot Tanner Roark out there every fifth day just so he can hurl the same junk and expect different results. Does not work that way. And I know Robbie Ray and Nate Pearson are out, but there are enough live arms in that bullpen that, you know, he can be easily replaced. I said I would be dismayed if Tommy Malone ended up pitching meaningful innings for this team. And thankfully, he has yet to do so. But you know what? At least Tommy Malone knows what he's working with. Tommy Malone knows he's a soft tossing pitcher, so he relies on his location. He relies on burying pitches where hitters can't get to him. And if they do, they make soft contact. And Malone wasn't immune to the home run problem on Tuesday. Malone gave up a home run of his own. to Jonah Heim, first of Heim's career. And I'm pronouncing that like the band, because of course I am. But it's just, it's a difference of opinion. And Tanner Roark's opinion is that he can fix this. And unless he turns back the clock to 2017, when he was averaging 93 on his fastball, he's not going to find it. And, you know, it's time he accepts it. It's time the Blue Jays accept it and just move on. I'm sure the Pirates would be happy to pick him up just to eat some innings. They pick up everyone else. It's one start in, and I'm already done with Tanner Roark. Just get him out of here. I don't need it. What I do need to do is check out Locker Room. Locker Room is the best way for fans to get involved in the discussion on their favorite teams. It's the first social audio platform made for fans. It's free to download on the iOS store. And you can talk to fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. You'll find Locked On hosts from across NBA, MLB, and the NHL. And they're part of, like, watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, or reacting to big news or rumors. As soon as it spreads to Android, I'll be on there, because I don't have an iOS device, because I don't trust Apple to make my phone. That's just how I am. But if you do, you can go to the free Locker Room app now on your iOS device, create a profile, link your Twitter, and then join the group for the latest league updates. There are a bunch of rooms on there that are incredible. Can't wait to see you on there. I'll let you know once Locked On Blue Jays is a room on there. But download the Locker Room app today. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. This episode is also brought to you by RockAuto.com. It's a family business serving auto parts customers online for over 20 years. You can shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Whatever you need for your car, you know the parts better than I do. So you know what RockAuto.com has to offer. Whether you're a classic or a daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The catalog is unique. It's easy to navigate. You see all the parts quickly. And you get to choose the brand specifications and prices you prefer. And you know you're getting a reliably low price. So why spend twice as much on the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And when they ask, how did you hear about us? Put Locked On in there so everyone's happy. Amazing selection. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. Okay, the ranting's not done, and this portion of said rant is brought to you by the Locked On Today podcast. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast with host Peter Bukowski. He updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. So Tanner Roark is not the only starter I'm not thrilled with. And I get to be a little more concise about this one because I have two starts to go off of. And I wasn't exactly hiding that I wasn't a fan of his first performance. And today was no exception from Ross Stripling. At least he went 5 innings this time. Gave up 6 hits, struck out 5, only walked 1 batter. But when you're facing the Angels and you know that Mike Trout is on the opposing team, you have to do better against them. I mean, what is he now? 7-for-10, I believe, against Ross Stripling after doubling and homering in today's game against the former Dodgers pitcher. Like, at some point, you have to change what you're doing, right? At some point, there has to be a realization that maybe you just walk him. Maybe that's a thing. I don't know. I'm a bit annoyed out of Stripling, just because, like, again, I get that he wasn't expecting really to be in this position. I think he got a shot at the fifth starting spot. I think if Trent Thornton was a little more stretched out, he probably would have won. He probably would have gotten that spot. But yeah, there's just... it's just really hard to watch. And, you know, Stripling has come up with some ideas himself about what is happening. A lot of the pitches that the Angels were honing in on were his slider. And his slider has gotten worse over the past few years. When he used it in 2017, he was throwing it about 30% of the time. And, you know, that was part of the years he had the best success. 3.75 ERA for LA that season. In 2018, he was an all-star. Yeah, I know, right? Ross Stripling, all-star. But yeah, it was about the same usage. He started mixing his changeup more. In 2020, he only used the slider 9% of the time. And maybe he thought that was why he fell to a 5.84 average that year. And you can see him trying to get that slider back. But the Angels were just honing in on it. And the reason his slider was bad was because he lost 3 miles per hour on it. It's the same as Roark. As you get older, it's harder to maintain velocity and spin rate on your pitches. And that slider was not working. And the Angels were just knocking that slider around the park. And granted, you know, there were some really stupid decisions made today. Again, Mike Trout owns you. Why are you grooving fastballs down the pipe at him? He will hammer those. He's Mike Trout. That's what he does. He hits a lot of home runs and plays really, really well and then doesn't make the playoffs. That is the Mike Trout MO. So why assist him? Why make it easier for him? Why put that pitch there for him to just knock out of the park? Like, the comforting thing is, I think Stripling is next in line to come out of the rotation. If only because, you know, TJ Zoik's actually been good in 2021. And again, Zoik is ascendant. Anthony Kay is ascendant. Tanner Roark and Ross Stripling are not. I can even say Robbie Ray's ascendant, because he looked better than he did in Arizona. So far, Ross Stripling looks worse than he did in LA. And Tanner Roark looks worse than he ever did in a major league uniform. And I'm sick of both of them, because that's putting just excess pressure on an offensive side that has struggled to really capitalize on opposing pitchers. And like I said, I'm going to talk about them and I'm going to yell at them because they deserve it. But it doesn't help when the pitching staff just compounds the problems for them. Like, I was so mad about Wednesday's game. Wednesday is probably the maddest I was. And again, I will talk more about Wednesday's game on the next episode before Friday's night game against the Angels. But, like, it's just remarkable. And tonight was extra innings as well. And it's just remarkable how the Blue Jays just managed to do enough to put themselves in a position to lose. And they did that a lot last year. And I kind of thought they were past it. But the pitching has not helped. Ross Stripling has not helped. He has not been effective. He says he's going to try and go back more to his curveball as opposed to the slider. I would highly recommend that, because that slider's been garbage. You want to use the sinker? Fine. You want to use your changeup more? Fine. But that slider is not working. So either you go to Pete Walker, you hold off on it until, like, side sessions are complete, and you can figure out how to make that slider actually slide So, you know, it's missing bats instead of getting knocked the other way for doubles. Or you get ready to be a two-inning guy again. Because that's the way that this is heading. Like, Trent Thornton came out again in today's game. He pitched an inning and a third. You only needed 19 pitches to do that. Honestly, if I were the Blue Jays, I'd be trying to work Thornton up. I'd be trying to get him back to starting form. Because Trent Thornton's actually, you know, good. And again, Trent Thornton is ascendant. Trent Thornton stuff is getting better, theoretically. Not seeing that out of Ross Stripling or Tanner Roark. And until I see some tangible evidence that they may be figuring things out, I don't want to bank on them for the majority of innings in a game because I don't have trust in them. I don't think they can do it. Prove me wrong. I'll be happy to eat my words. But until then, you're washed. And I don't need to see you. My God. One thing I do need to see, though, is betonline.ag. Their news and odds are kind of, you know, insane. Because, like, I am not feeling baseball right now. Like, I'm doing all right in my fantasy leagues, but at the same time, I'm not exactly killing it. But when you go to betonline.ag, you can bet on almost anything. You can bet on the NBA, baseball. There's NCAA football going on right now. I found that out today. So you can bet on that. You can bet on MMA. You can bet on Champions League action. You can bet on Aussie rules football. Whatever you want. BetOnline.ag has it. It has the news, scores, and odds you need to win those bets. And if you sign up for the website right now, when you use the promo code LOCKEDON, you will receive 50% of your first deposit. In addition to your first deposit, it's a welcome bonus. So go to betonline.ag, use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with your online sportsbook experts.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back. This final segment is brought to you by Locked On Fantasy Baseball. Get the news you need from Locked On Fantasy Baseball host Scott Cullen, a veteran analyst who uses data and nearly two decades of fantasy baseball experience to offer the strategies and waiver wire pickups that lead to league wins. Follow Locked On Fantasy Baseball on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Our final subject of today's episode is not on anyone's fantasy team, I don't think. Not after Julian Merriweather came out and, you know, was Julian Merriweather. But Rafael Dolis has been rather uninspiring so far this season. In the series against the Yankees, he forgot how to throw a strike. And obviously in tonight's game, he was called on to get one guy to not get a hit. After Ryan Borucki surrendered a walk that put runners on first and second, he got the next two outs. That's what Ryan Borucki did. Got Kurt Suzuki, he got Dexter Fowler. But when David Fletcher came up and Charlie Montoya called on Rafael Dolis to get the strikeout necessary, couldn't do it. Could not do it. First pitch swinging, got the two RBI single that put the Angels up for good. Because Raisel Iglesias came in and just mowed down the Blue Jays in order in the bottom of the 11th. And that was the heart of the order, too. You got Teoscar, you got Vladdy chasing on a bunch of garbage, and then Gurriel swinging at three straight pitches. And I'm not doing this tonight. This is tomorrow's problem. I will yell at them then. My God, am I going to yell at the batters? But yeah, Rafael Dolis is being paid to be a strikeout guy. And last year, we thought Rafael Dolis was a strikeout guy. Especially given how he pitched later in the year, once he got his footing under him. Returning to MLB. In 24 innings last year, he got 31 strikeouts. Pretty good. Pretty good rate. And again, that only improved as he got deeper in the year. In 8 September innings, he had 14 strikeouts. That is a remarkable rate. Did not allow a run, an earned run, in that time. But so far, it looks like MLB's caught up with him a little bit. He hasn't had the same success, getting guys to chase. Like, you know, he's done all right enough. He's gotten 6 strikeouts in 3 innings, but the walks are killing him. The free batters are just absolutely brutal. And then today he gave up his first hit to David Fletcher. And I'm starting to wonder if maybe Dolis is better served as like a 7th inning guy. You know, the Blue Jays have Julie Merriweather. They have Jordan Romano. They even have Ryan Barucki. I'm going to give Ryan Barucki credit. So, can they rely on Rafael Dolis consistently to be able to get those outs? And not complicate things by awarding free passes, by plunking batters. You know, we knew he was a little wild. He had 3 wild pitches in 24 innings last year. And that a lot of that comes from that split finger fastball that just kind of dive bombs. But it's just not been the same for him. And again, I gotta start to wonder about that. It's minor compared to the stuff I had with Tanner Roark and Ross Stripling. I know. Those guys are just ticking me off right now. And Dolis, I have a little more faith that he can figure things out. But again, clock is ticking. Clock has started. And I know it's weird to say that in early April. But, you know, this is a Blue Jays team that doesn't really have the luxury to wait guys out. Guys have to start showing that they are ready to compete at the top level. So, it's just a little worrying to see that from Dolis is all. That's all. I'm just worried. I'm worried about the guys. That's all it is. I yell because I'm worried. If you want to hear me in happier times, make sure you subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts. Make sure you subscribe so you do not miss an episode. You can follow the podcast on Twitter and Facebook at Locked On Jays. The episodes are on the Twitter feed. And then you can follow me on Twitter at @A_J_Andrews. The underscores are there because Twitter is dumb. And yeah, no, it's dumb. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not in a happy mood. So Twitter gets nothing and likes it. Anyway, that'll wrap this up. So join me tomorrow when I do more yelling. And this time it'll be guided at the batters. And they'll deserve it. So until then, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at jaysfromthecouch.com, I'm AJ Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. And y'all take care.